you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe. So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
What's up, everyone? Listen, I have to give a special shout out to our additional listeners that's not plugged into our promo. We have not forgotten about you. So I want to send a special shout out to the Philippines, Mexico, Norway, Jamaica, Netherlands, Nigeria, Bermuda, Mongolia, Trinidad and Tobago, Pakistan, Lebanon, Finland, Romania, Austria, Antigua, and Barbuda. Thank you so much for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk, and make sure you subscribe. Now let's get into this episode. I'm Tanisha, and this is episode 2, My Journey as a Realtor. So I do want to piggyback from last week's episode. And I want to say this. I took a month off from all the interviews just to revamp and decide where I want to go. And once I chose where I wanted to go, honestly, I don't know why some of us tend to do this, but all of a sudden, I just started second guessing myself. I started feeling overwhelmed. I started feeling like, oh my gosh, did I make a good career move? I just had all these anxieties and things flowing through my mind. My confidence was definitely not there at all. Had a lack of confidence. And I felt like I knew what I needed to know to be successful in the business. But then when you go through all those interviews, you realize maybe school didn't teach me everything I needed to know when I thought they did, if that made sense. So it's like, okay, I learned all of this. And now you're telling me I have to learn how to be a freaking realtor. I got to learn how to do this. I got to learn how to do that. It's like, okay. And it's nothing wrong with having to learn new things when you start your career, even though you do school. But it can be overwhelming when you have trainings, then you have post-licensing, then you have to do your national realtors, you have to do their training, then you have to do the training, whichever MLS you're affiliated with. But it can become a pileup on top of what you already have because you're thinking, okay, I'm getting into this and I'm equipped. School prepared me when really kind of did. Well, I can't really say it kind of did. I think it just depends on your teacher. But anyway, I will say when I chose the firm, I was very happy. I was super duper happy. But the problem was I couldn't get out of my own head. The problem was me. I sat in my room and I felt small. I felt defeated. I'm doing training, still feeling defeated, still feeling like a failure. And it's weird because it's like you accomplish something and you're on your way to something beautiful, and it's sad when you don't see it. you know, because you're thinking the worst. Like, what if I fail? What if I can't do this? What if I look stupid? What if I don't know what I'm doing? You have all these things that's going through your head because you're new. And you get to that point to where you try not to compare yourself to people who've been doing this for like 20 plus years. But you end up comparing yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what they know. Why can't I know that? And then you forget that you just been doing this for 20 minutes. And it's like you forget that you have to give yourself a chance. And that was it. That was me. I forgot. Listen, you got to give yourself a chance. You got to give yourself a chance to know this information, to learn it. And just know that you have the support. You have the team to back you up. You have all of this. So it's like, why are you upset because you don't know every freaking thing when you just started? And it is the process of being new. And I wanted to touch on being new because, and I could be wrong, but I haven't heard anybody talk about being new. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be real estate. It could be new in whatever endeavor. Who talks about being new? The very moment, the very starting point of your career and how you felt being new. For me, I like to ask for help. You know, I'm not the type of person that's going to think I know everything because I don't. You know, I feel like you should always be a student. You should always be a student to learning. And so I know I reached out for help, you know, from some. And I will say some of the part was, and I had to realize, listen, it's business. It is what it is. And one thing that I've learned, and I know one realtor friend told me, you know, there are some people who just not going to help you at all. They're not going to help you. You know, and I know I've been, you know, stood up a few times, but you know, it's all in the process of gaining that tough skin where you have to learn how to gain it. And you have to realize, you know, regardless of who helps me or not, just know that you're going to continue making sure you try to help yourself. And that's why they got YouTube University. So it's like, if you can't get the help from, you know, other people, you can God dang gonna get it from there. I will tell you that much. They have every damn thing on there. So, but I just wanted to say, when it comes to being new, whether it's real estate, whether it's insurance, you know, most people don't know I'm licensed in Medicare. So anyway. Most people don't talk about being new because some people feel like being new is a disease. Like, it's a disease to be new. I get it. Some people prefer to work with people who have more experience, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Does more experience really mean you're gonna get the customer satisfaction that you desire? Not necessarily, because there are some people who may be new, but they may be more hungry. They may be more hungry for wanting to help you. Heart is in the right place. And then you have some people, and it's not all, you know, because I mean, I'm experiencing certain things, but I always try to make sure my heart is in the right place. And it's not because it's just business. I do it personally. Like, when it comes to my friends, I make sure they're good. Even when it's a stranger I don't know, I try to make sure they're good. And I feel like that's leading by example, you know? And that's just my opinion, not to be on here preaching or anything like that, because Lord knows, definitely not a preacher. So, but anyway, I'm going to stop here. But before, you know, I give my closing, I do want to say, for those who are new, don't second guess yourself. You might feel lost, and it's okay. Just know that you're going to get it, and don't be hard on yourself. And that's something that I had to continue telling myself until the right people came around. And I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to talk about that next episode. But just don't give up on yourself. That's the most important piece of the puzzle. And I want to make sure I shed light on that, because sometimes if we don't get that helping hand, we tend to lose sight of our goal that we set in the beginning, and we quit. We give up because it's like, oh my gosh, it's too hard, or, you know, this or that and that and this. But we'll talk about that future episodes. But anyway, that is my time. And until next time, ciao for now.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is T-E-N-I-S-H-A, P with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.